Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're going to have to play tight defense if we're going to be one of the eight as we're structured right now. And we knew that going in. We tried to bolster our lineup offensively in the offseason. It didn't come to fruition. But we got guys that are going to be tough to play against, hard to play against. I think, teams are going to circle playing against the Bruins and go, oh, damn, we got to play them tonight. That's I think, the type of lineup that we put together. Knowing that, hopefully throughout the year we can add some offense somewhere. Our specialty teams have to get better. They should be able to get better. There's no reason for them not to be better. So I think that's an area of improvement, like I said, with being healthy on the back end and also goaltending. So those are areas I really believe we're going to improve upon. It's just a matter of making sure that we're keeping the puck out of our net because it's going to be a little bit more challenging to score some goals. But we're hoping to address that throughout the year as well.
Listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
Back here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. We're in our final hour as we go until 10 o'clock tonight. Christian Arcan, Joe Braverman, you at 617-779-7937. That is the phone number. We'll have the Arcan fire for you at 9:30. We'll have clickbait to close out the show. In the meantime, wanted to touch on a couple of different topics here tonight, including Cam Neely, who you just heard right there, talking about the look and attitude of this team, some of the scoring options that they struck out on in free agency, and how they pivoted then to a team full of you-know-what and vinegar right there, word that I can't say. So far, the urine and vinegar approach is working out okay. They have a 1-0 lead. About 3 minutes left in the second period against Washington, who had 111 points last year and ended up getting beat by Carolina, I want to say. I think Carolina then went and got beat by Florida. Washington smoked Montreal in the first round and then got beat pretty easily by Carolina in the second round. So they were a bit of a disappointment, but they did have a very, very strong regular season. And David Pastrnak scored the first goal of the season for the Bruins. He was assisted by Nikita Zadorov and Morgan Geeky. And that is all the scoring that we have in this game so far. Jeremy Swayman, not yet through two periods, has made 22 saves already. Meanwhile, over on the other side, the Bruins, despite having the lead, have only put 10 shots on Logan Thompson with one goal. So I'm not going to overreact to not even two periods of play yet, but Jeremy Swayman making a lot of saves. And David Pastrnak scoring goals right away. I don't think this season's a lost cause. I don't. I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing all the way or anything. I'm not, going to be purchasing playoff tickets or, making sure I block off those weekends once the postseason rolls around here, because I think that's maybe a little ambitious for this team. But as far as like a lost cause, definitely in no man's land, I don't think that's a guarantee. And while Pastrnak scored the goal, the main headline here is that Jeremy Swayman has come out and is making a ton of saves here early in this game, a game where the Bruins are getting outshot 2-1. And Swayman is not letting anything through.
Get the duck boats ready!
Yes, yes, I will. It really comes down to him. I think this season is going to come down to Swayman and what he can give you and how focused he can be on a regular basis. Corposalo's still there. It's not like you kicked him to the curb and now you got some untested, unproven kid from Providence or some other play, you know, somebody else who you don't know what you have. You know what you have in Corposalo. He was pretty good last year. He was very good for a backup, and, you know, Swayman was terrible, so that made him look even better. But all that aside, it's really about Swayman. Is he going to be a number one goalie? Is he going to be the guy that it seemed like he was veering towards? And listen, I know it's the NHL and it's goaltenders. Ask Shesterkin. Ask all sorts of different guys, some of whom got paid, some didn't, but who seemed like they were on their way to be the next Dominic Hasek, and then all of a sudden they're, you know, searching for answers all season long and into the offseason. And now the entire trajectory of that entire franchise has been moved to a new direction because you just don't know exactly what you have with your goalie. The Bruins are going through that right now. Those jerseys, by the way, oh, Maron, are they nice?
I love those jerseys.
Aren't they nice?
I was so excited when they had those for the 100 season, or their 100 season, I should say, and then they went back to the originals last year.
Yeah.
And I was so up in arms, like, what are you doing? That design is awesome. And the fact that they went back to it is just, gosh, I love it. It makes me want to go get a jersey, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not a jersey, but a real jersey.
Mm. Those are gorgeous. I mean, they really are. The bare shoulders, oh, they're great. It's a weird thing to comment on, but it's like, you know, it's just, it looks good. It's a nice, bright, crisp white. You know, the logo really pops right there in the middle.
And luckily, we'll get to see the other jersey, the black one, because they're going to
be the
home when when they play the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We'll see that next, right? Yeah, okay. And those look great, too. And I know we're all suckers for the, you know, jerseys that we grew up watching, but like these really are the best. I think there's no question about it. Speaking of jerseys, Patriots going to be going with the all whites this weekend. And I'm for it, except I think it's a little misleading. It's not all whites. Helmet's still silver. They had a chance. They had a chance to go with the white helmet with the flying Elvis on it. The same kind of, you know, base color that you had with Pat Patriot, which I think would look really good. I'm kind of over the silver helmets at this point. And if you're going to do a whiteout jersey like that, I feel like you got to have the white helmet. But now they're sticking with the silver, and I don't know. I just feel like it's not great. You know, I miss the old Steve Grogan, Stanley Morgan, all whites. You know, those were cool, and those were great looking. And I just feel like they never want to bring those back. They have no interest in bringing those back, and I don't get why not. This is close. What they're doing this weekend is close, but it's not. It's not quite there, you know? Like, I'm talking about the Marv Cook white, you know? Like, give me those. And I know that they were white with the red pants a couple years, and then they did the all-whites, but the all, that's what I'm talking about. Or I'd be all right with the white and the red pants, too. Those were cool, too.
I think it's just general going in one color, like same color jersey, same color pants. That just is such a turn-off for me.
Turn-off?
Yeah. I hate jerseys that are just one color.
Okay.
Like these current white jerseys for the Pats aren't bad. They're not bad.
I thought you just said you don't like them when they're all the same color.
No, I'm saying the white jerseys, but if you put them with blue pants,
I see. Got
then
it.
They're good. Like mm-hmm. The same thing. Like I don't mind. Like the blue jerseys. These blue jerseys I don't like, but they can be tolerated with the silver pants. But I do agree with you that like the throwbacks is where they got to go. That's the direction.
I like that. They should at least bring them back once in a while. They bring back the Reds. All right, the old Reds, the old Pat Patriot Reds, just bring back the old Pat Patriot Whites, too. Why not? And I'm still waiting on the Bledsoe Blues, you know?
They forgave Parcells. They put him in the Team Hall of Fame.
That should have been the green light right there. Okay, this year we're bringing back the Bledsoe Blues. What are you waiting for? You sell them in the pro shop. You know, you got all these Brewski and Ben Coates and all these, you know, the Bledsoe Blues over there. Why not play a game in them? Doesn't make sense not to. Anyway, 617-779-7937. Bruins up 1-0 with about 10 seconds left to go in the second period. Checking in with our good friends, the New York Yankees. It's the top of the 7th inning, and I'm sorry, I'm stepping all over your trending that you're about to give here, Joe, but I feel like these are important things to keep track of.
I mean, a potential Yankee elimination will supersede that. Don't worry.
It will, and we're getting close here. It's the top of the 7th inning. The Blue Jays, enjoying a slim 2-1 lead over the Yankees right now. They got their runs all off Cam Schlittler, who has gone 6 1/3. He's still out there. 6 1/3. He's given up 2 runs on 7 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. 2 strikeouts for Cam Schlittler. He had 2 strikeouts before the national anthem was done in that game against the Red Sox. He had two strikeouts before I was done with the pregame show. What is that? Whoever it is that was teasing his mom on Twitter, thanks a lot, man. Great job. Really. You turned this guy into friggin' Roger Clemens for a night, and now he's back to just being Cam Schlittler again, which is not like he's pitching a bad game. He's pitching very well. Everybody else in that Yankees team is getting their ass handed to him by this Blue Jays lineup. Schlittler actually goes out there and holds his own. He's the first starter in that entire Yankee rotation, you can say that about, including Fried, including Heel, including Rodon. They all got tattooed, all right? So at the very least, and I'm not just sucking up to the kid because he's from around here, at the very least you can say he went out there and showed some balls, unlike the rest of that rotation. The rest of that Yankee rotation would be ashamed of themselves because they got absolutely humiliated. I mean, Schlittler's going out there and he's battling at the very least. Just gave up another hit, by the way, so now Toronto's got a runner.
Safe to say he's not going to be talking smack to any of the Blue Jays fans, will he?
Well, if they win the game, he probably will. I mean, you know, I don't think it's going to be the same kind of vitriol maybe that he had for us. he emptied the clip in that Red Sox game. No question about it. You know, I don't know what his velocity's been at. I had the Bruins on in here, so I don't know exactly what he's looked like. But I can tell you that is a strong outing for him, for any of these pitchers. And this is a Yankee offense that has only mustered 2 hits. Okay, so it's not really been going great. And one of those hits was a solo home run from Ryan McMahon, who they picked up from the Rockies at the trade deadline. But other than that, they are getting dominated by a Blue Jays bullpen game, which started with Varland and Fluardi, Dominguez, Lauer, and Rodriguez was out there for the final out of the last inning. And that's what they've been doing. They didn't have a starter out there today going against Schlittler. This is a bullpen game for Toronto. And that bullpen has absolutely shut down the Yankees' offense.
The average for Schlittler on his his fastball, I should say, the max was 99.7. Minimum was 93.5. You do the average, that's roughly 98.
He was throwing 93, you said?
That was the lowest he threw for his fastball. But his median
changeup was going 93 against the Red Sox.
The four-seamer has the four-seamer is the average of 98. His cutter has averaged 94.5. His sinker has averaged 98, and his curve has averaged 82.
All right, he's still a very good pitcher. I mean, listen, he's obviously very, very talented, but you could tell he was reaching back against the Red Sox. I mean, it's just there's no question. There's no question about it. This is just as big. This is a bigger game, really. It's an elimination game. You're further along in the playoffs. Like, your back's against the wall. It was important to beat the Red Sox. But now you have a chance to go on to the ALCS or at least stay alive another day to get to a deciding game 5. You know, this is just inherently a bigger game.
But like you said, though, the emotional investment.
The emotions.
Like,
what they're...
there's nothing Blue Jays related that Cam Schlittler can relate to.
I know. No one in Toronto is going to be on. You know, we don't have a bunch of D-bags going out
someone,
there.
You know how the Yankees can make him succeed? Just have a designated person wearing a Sox jersey behind, like, home plate or whatever, or somewhere in his vision.
Do we know who was razzing the family? Do we know who that was? Was that, like, you're in with, like, weird Red Sox Twitter.
I believe that was Cutter is King.
Cutter is King is a person?
Yeah, that's his Twitter name, and he's an anonymous.
He's a Cutter Crawford fan account?
He's an anonymous person. I mean, we actually had him earlier.
Thanks a lot,
in the
Cutter
year.
Is King. Thanks, that's great.
We had him on a Baseball Isn't Boring show. Not on Playtesting, but on a Baseball Isn't Boring show. He actually was at the game. We brought him on. We still kept him anonymous or whatever, but essentially
he doesn't want,
like,
people knowing who he is, and this is before the whole thing.
Exactly. Like, his profile picture is Cutter Crawford with the arms up, the celebration that he had, and he is known in the Twitter community, or the X community, basically trolling Yankees players, you know. He loves going in on Anthony Volpe when he had that fielding stretch where he couldn't make a play.
Sounds like a man after my own heart. But the thing with the Schlittlers, anyway, seems to have blown up in his and all of our faces. So I would say Cutter is King. While I do appreciate a good troll job more than most people do, you gotta fall back sometimes. stand back and stand by, or whatever Trump said to the Proud Boys. You know, something like that. 617-779-7937. It's your phone number. I apologize for that reference.
Oh, he's going to be right back on it if the Yankees get eliminated. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
He's going to keep it going.
He's been removed from the game, by the way. Devin Williams coming in.
Oh, then they're really in trouble.
They have, well, yeah, they got runners on first and third with one out. As I'm not sure exactly how that happened. I can check it out here for you. It looks like you had Ernie Clement with a single. Oh, and then an error. Hate to see that. Andrés Giménez grounds out to second. And Jazz Chisholm boots it. Clement safe at third. First and third, one out. George Springer up to bat facing Devin Williams. I got to say, I don't like the Yankees' chances. I don't think this is going to go how they want. And Schlittler, I mean, if either of those runs score, is going to be attributed to him. But even if they are 6 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, and 2 strikeouts, that's not a great line. And it certainly, as a Red Sox fan, makes me angry to see that he kind of turned back into a pumpkin a little bit here. But him turning back into a pumpkin was far and away the gutsiest start that any Yankee starter had. And he deserves credit for that. But looks like it may not be enough.
Yeah, with Fried getting destroyed, Rodon was getting up there a little bit. I mean,
Heal got crushed.
Yeah, Luis Heal. Like, again, like, pretty much everyone has gone down without a fight, at least on that Yankees team. Before last night's game and Judge hitting the home run, I would even put Judge out there. He and Schlittler might be the only guys who have actually done anything impactful in this series for
Agreed.
The Yankees.
Real quick, the Boston Celtics are playing a preseason game right now, as you've been hearing from Joe Braverman. And at the half, they're up big. They're up by 23 points. And Jaylen Brown has 21 points in the first half of a preseason game. But whatever. I like to see that. I like to see, number one, that he's playing in these preseason games, and number two, that he's going out there and dominating. That's a Memphis team that's not playing many of their key guys, I would say. I don't think any of them are going in there. I don't think we've seen Morant or Jackson or Edie or, you know, Caldwell Pope, any of those guys. I don't think you're going to. But Brown's out there. He's getting his reps in, and I think he's gearing up for a big season, and I think that that's cool. I think that's a good thing to see. And hopefully that carries over. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got the Arcan Fire coming your way here in just a moment. Get some rapid-fire questions from Joe Braverman. And speaking of Joe Braverman, here he is right now to get you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. Quick update. It's now 4-1 Blue Jays, as you're not going to believe this. Devin Williams gave it up. He got George Springer, struck him out. Jimenez stole second, and then Nathan Lukes singled to center, scored them both. Williams will go on to walk Vlad Guerrero. He's currently pitching to Addison Barger, and we'll let you know if they score anymore. It's two outs now, runners on first and second. Blue Jays up three as we inch closer to Yankee Elimination Day. And I'm not going to call it early because I've done that twice now, and I'm not going to be fooled thrice, all right? You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fooled me twice, whatever George W. Bush said. You're not going to get me again. But that does seem like this is maybe the death blow here for this Yankee team if they can't get something going offensively. Although I thought that last time, and Judge came through. We'll see. Maybe he can do it again. It's only the seventh inning. He's going to get another chance, maybe more than one. We'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Bruins are about to start the third period. And because it's just about 9:30, a little sooner, let's get right into it. It is time for the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, I want to get you sort of in an NBA mindset because there is a headline regarding an NBA superstar that's kind of flying under the radar. Are you familiar with the situation involving Giannis Antetokounmpo?
And the Knicks?
Yeah, so
I read about this today, yeah.
So to bring you up to speed, the Bucks and the Knicks had discussed a potential trade surrounding Giannis, but I think it was the Bucks who had said no. And then
it seemed like the Bucks weren't really serious about trading him. Like they just wanted to see what New York would do.
Exactly.
You know, like that's what it seemed like.
Yeah. But yeah. And so today we heard from Giannis. He reiterated his commitment to the Milwaukee Bucks, but said it would be human to change his mind down the line.
Jesus.
So I'm just going to ask you point blank, Christian, does Giannis stay with the Milwaukee Bucks through this season or does he get dealt during the year?
He's not going to get dealt in season, I don't think. Giannis is too big of a deal to trade in season. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen in the offseason, and I just don't think so. I think the way that the NBA has set up their current structures with the aprons and the penalties and the max contracts and the supermaxes and all of that is going to make stuff like this very, very difficult to even really get good rumors floating around about. There's a reason why this talks didn't get off the ground. It's going to be hard to match salaries. It's going to be hard to make this work for both teams. Like, it's just they've made it so restrictive to do stuff like this that you sort of wonder if maybe those days in the NBA are over until the next CBA gets negotiated. Now, I don't think that's necessarily going to change even when that does come up, because I think the players, all in all, like this ability to make this much more money. But as far as the owners are concerned, they probably have some problems with all this other stuff going on. Either way, this thing with Giannis is like, just, all right. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Brett Favre at the end of his career, at the end of every single season. Ah, I think I'm going to retire. I'm going to go down to my ranch. This is the worst Brett Favre impression in the history of the world. But you know how he would do that every single year? Here's Brett Favre live from his ranch, mulling over his future, thinking about every single pass he ever threw in his life. And it's like, all right, Brett, are you going to play or not? Okay, you're playing. Where are you going to go? Okay, the Jets, great. Great. We'll see you when the season starts. Jesus.
As they say, all good things must come to an end.
He's goofy all of a sudden. All good things must come to an end. Gosh. You know, like, I never liked
so what Favre. Scandal is Giannis then going to get in if he's Brett Favre?
I know, right? He's going to rip off some welfare fund or whatever. Isn't that what did Favre do? He did something like that.
He stole funds from a...
It was supposed
like high school.
Poor
or
people or something in Alabama. I forget even what it was, but yeah. Did some jerk move. But this is what this is reminding me of now with Giannis. Only it's not about ending his career. It's about staying in Milwaukee, and it's the same thing every year. I don't know. Maybe. Going to go back to my ranch and think about it. I know he doesn't. Same ranch. But you know what I mean? It's like that same kind of everybody, listen, man, let's see. I'm going to decide what I want to do. You know, like, all right, cool, Giannis. Like, I just think at this point he's not going anywhere. I think he's going to stay on the Bucks. They don't want to move him. You know, he's still the huge draw there. And he's still very good. I mean, he's still a really good player. He may want to get out. But I don't think he's dying to, you know, go to some other place where maybe they're not going to be quite as easy on him as they are in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's not exactly a real tough media market. You know, you want to go to New York? Is that where you want to be, Giannis? You want to be over there with your free throws, taking 20 seconds to shoot a free throw, shooting, what, 63% from the free throw line? I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily exactly what you're looking for.
Well, now, just an update on his contract. He is signed for the next two seasons. He's going to have a cap hit of $54 million this year, and then next year he's going to make $58 million. He'll have a player option for next year. So if he doesn't get traded or demands a trade, like you're saying, he's under contract for two more seasons.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
I would like to go to the NHL for this one because another big-name player who was expected to be on the free agent market is now gone, and that would be one Jack Eichel. I don't know if you saw the contract Eichel signed, but it was an 8-year extension. It carries a $13.5 million average annual value, the team announced Wednesday. So the free agents that the Bruins could be looking at next year starting to dwindle a little bit. You had McDavid sign the extension. You got Eichel with the extension now. What do you think specifically with Eichel signing with the Golden Knights, and where does that leave the free agent class for next season?
Well, I think it's definitely going to raise the bar a little bit and offset what you just saw there with McDavid in the 2-year pity party that he threw over there in Edmonton to try and get more guys around him. I like that Eichel, Chelmsford guy, is saying, "Now, I'll just you can go ahead and sign me long term for a lot of money. That'd be just fine. Let's not play these games. Let's just get right to business here. And you guys go ahead and cough it up." And they did. And good for him and good for them. It was a huge that 2015 draft class. I mean, McDavid, Kaprizov, Kyle Connor. They all just signed, and they all just signed right before the season started, which has me wondering, what's going on here? Why is this all, why did everybody wait so long to get these things done? Were there really tense negotiations? Is there something else going on with the NHL or the NHLPA that we're not aware of? Like, is something happening behind the scenes here? Because it's odd to me that that all happened in the way that it did. All from the same draft class, and they're all now signing right before the season starts, like hours before the season gets underway, which I think is strange. But good for Eichel. Always like to see a local boy go out there and do well, and I wish him the best. I like the Golden Knights. They're one of the teams in the West that I actually find myself rooting for when I see him playing late at night. And I just like the way they play, and I like that he's on the team. I was always a big Jack Eichel fan. I liked him in college, and I've been following his NHL career, and I like that he's on a good team. So good for him and good for them.
Get over here!
I want to go to the NFL for this one because there have been a couple odds makers that's been changing in some awards. Now, if you had to guess without looking at it, who would you say odds makers have as the favorite for NFL MVP?
As the favorite for NFL MVP? Jared Goff?
So Jared Goff actually has on the website I'm looking at the fifth best odds.
Fifth best.
You want to
okay.
know who's top five? It goes Allen? Josh Allen as yep. the favorite, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, Mayfield. That's a good one. Okay.
Jordan Love and Jared Goff. So I'll Jordan ask Love? You, it's still pretty early in the year. I know we're only five games in, but who do you have right now as the favorite for NFL MVP?
It'd be easy to just say Josh Allen. And I think that he's the front runner right now, especially with Jackson hurt. You knew it was probably going to be, if they both stayed healthy, it was going to be another, you know, knockdown, drag-out fight between the two of them. But as far as right now, who's really contributed the most, I'd say for me, if you're going quarterbacks, you got to give some credit to Daniel Jones and what he's done so far. Dak Prescott has gotten off to a tremendous start. Baker Mayfield, I'd agree with. I'm not saying Drake May is an MVP, literal MVP candidate, but if he keeps playing like this, I think that he's going to get... There's going to be talk of him in that discussion, but I think there's also Jonathan Taylor, who should be getting some consideration for that as well. Puka Nacua has gotten off to an incredible start so far with the Rams on offense. I think that you got, you know, some competition there for sure. It's going to be a quarterback, and it's going to end up being whichever quarterback is the most consistent this year, which is why I'm surprised to see Mahomes up so high. He hasn't been great so far this year, but he's Patrick Mahomes, and, you know, with the way the NFL is and sort of the politics around that award, sometimes it takes a while to break through. But I think Goff's got to be in there just based on how good the Lions look and how sharp he's been. Stafford's been very good, too. But I think as far as position players, Taylor and Nacua have got to be in the conversation as well. And I'm surprised that Mahomes is still so high.
Well, Nacua and Taylor are the top two odds makers for offensive player of the
offensive
year,
player of the year, yeah.
Which is basically the non-quarterback award.
Right.
But, I mean, I just kind of spotlight this on Baker Mayfield, not just because he's my quarterback in a fantasy football league, but I'm just amazed at the turnaround Baker Mayfield has had in his career to basically be not wanted in Cleveland, even though he had proved his worth to then jumping all around. He finds a home in Tampa, and now he's a top three MVP candidate. I mean, that's just an incredible story to go.
True. By the way, I'm seeing on Twitch chat people saying, Arcan, you don't think Giannis is getting traded. Luka got traded midseason. Good point. That's a fair point. But do you think a lot of teams want to do what Dallas did? You think a lot of teams are looking at Dallas going, nice job, guys. Let's try and emulate that awesome move that got made. Like, I don't know. I just, you know, we'll see. If that kid Flagg comes in there and he's really good right away and they all start forgetting about Luka, then that's going to be, it's going to take a big step towards rectifying all of that. But if he has a, you know, tough start to his career and Kyrie and Davis start breaking down, then that trade's going to look even worse. So I'm not sure that's necessarily something you want to model yourself after. Anyway, what else we got?
Do you remember during clickbait last night, we were talking about the second decision for,
yes,
LeBron James.
A little hand, yeah. That's right.
He's obviously with Hennessy. And we said you would have to be an idiot to buy into this and think it was a retirement or anything like that. Well, we found someone. We found someone who's actually suing LeBron James for fraud, deception, misrepresentation, and any and all basis of legal recovery.
Well, it sounds like they have an ironclad case, I would say.
Well, let me give you the story here. TMZ Sports reported Wednesday that Andrew Garcia, who is the 29-year-old Lakers fan, he is suing the King for fraud and all that stuff. He said he thought the 40-year-old was hanging it up and retired, so he purchased two tickets to the March 31st game between the Lakers and Cleveland Cavaliers following the post because he thought it would be James' final game against his former team. He spent $865 on the two tickets, which spiked in price amid the speculation. So I personally don't think that this fan has a case for LeBron James calling
Your
fraud.
Your Honor, LeBron made me spend $850. He made me do it. He came to my house. He put a gun to my head, and he said, get on your StubHub account right now, and you buy these tickets. Otherwise, your whole family's going to die. Like, what? That's unbelievable. That's really something. That's like suing a guy because he missed a shot and he lost a bet. You know, like, that's basically what that is. Thomas, I see you moving the microphone. Do you have something to add?
I actually could not disagree with you more than Arcan. LeBron,
it was obviously not going to be some, and even if it was, he never said that. He never came out and said, I'm going to announce my retirement tomorrow and then doubled back on it. He was setting up a commercial. He was setting up a thing. You have to wait. It's not his fault some idiot jumped the gun.
No, he knew what he was doing. All the hype around it was, ooh, is LeBron going to retire? When he comes up with the decision two, that is essentially the biggest decision. You know, the decision was him going to Miami. Okay,
right.
This is when Bron's going to announce he is retiring. And, you know, maybe it definitely wasn't his intention, but he knew that some idiot out there, like this poor guy, all the ticket prices
poor
for that
guy.
Last game, from the time he put that first teaser tweet out there to the time he announced what it actually was, just the Lay Henny ad, that someone, all those ticket prices were going to jack up. It literally just, what is it, like the crypto scam. It's the same thing as
it's
the crypto.
It's not like a crypto scam at all.
Scam.
No, it's not.
He
it
pulled
is not.
The rug out of this poor guy.
That is not true. It's not like that at all. A crypto scam is when you invest into like some sort of coin or whatever, and then everybody has to go in it, and then the owner can pull it away. That's not what happened. LeBron never said I was going to retire. He never said that. It was never, that was never something that he said and then he lied about. You can't compare those two things. One of them's like a lie. One of them's a scam. One of them was a commercial for Hennessy. Come on. Like, if you really thought that, then you took a risk, all right? Sorry. And why are we defending Laker fans here? First of all, I know we hate LeBron, but what, all of a sudden we're taken up for some idiot Laker fan who decided, oh, I'm going to go out there, buy a bunch of tickets, and then file a lawsuit when it's actually a Hennessy commercial? Why would you do? You look like a moron, this Garcia guy. Like, if that happened to me, I wouldn't tell anybody. I'd just go to the game and not tell anybody how much I spent on the tickets. because it's embarrassing that you did something like that. But no, he's going to make a big show of it and sue LeBron. That's pretty smart.
If
anyway,
I spent $800 to sit in the balcony of TD Garden, I would be irate, Arcan. Dark and Stormy Nights in Twitch chat. Lay rug pull, lay fraud. Great. I mean, perfect. Absolutely perfect, Dark and Stormy Nights. You're killing it in there.
Not even close to the same thing. Not even close. No one's forcing you to do it. No one's forcing you to spend the money on that game. And even if it was, so what? So you'd see a guy play a basketball game. You know, it's a risk. You can't just assume that because he said he was going to be doing some announcement that you know what the announcement is and that you are going to buy tickets to a certain game because of an announcement that he didn't even really say. I mean, like, that's not even close to the same thing. And I'm as big a LeBron hater as there is. All right, what else we got here, Joe?
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Well, I'm not sure how I followed that one up. I have a very heated argument about LeBron James. I will say, you'll never see me defend LeBron for anything. But my point tonight is all about the Bruins. Of course, it makes sense because they're opening their season. Now, you and I went back and forth a little bit when the NHL had their opening night last night about possibly being a playoff team. But basically, all I want to say is let's not have any expectations on this Bruins team. Because as we saw in your segment with Bridget, when Bridget came in, so many things have to go right for them even to be a playoff team. So many things have to go wrong for them to be at the bottom of the barrel. They're basically, as you said earlier, in no man's land. And yes, I saw that it's now a 1-1 game. So that is not a good start.
Not just that it's a 1-1 game. It was that big freaking goon Tom Wilson scored the goal, too.
Oh, of course it
was.
Which
I hate when he scores a goal. I hate that. Ugh.
But anyway, my message to Bruins fans is let's go through this year without any expectations. Because you set them too high, expect them to be a playoff team, they're going to let you down. If you set them too low and say that they're going to be at the bottom of the Atlantic Division, then they might surprise you and make you feel good. So let's just let the season play out. Because honestly, I don't think anyone knows what's going to go down with Pastrnak and the lack of scoring around him, with Marco Sturm and his first year. Let's just go into this 25-26 season and not have any legit expectations for how this team's going to do, because no one really knows how they're going to do.
Okay, there you go. That is the producer's point. That's Joe Braverman. We're going to take a break here real quick, but before we do, we got to sneak in some time here for our guy Johnny in Brooklyn. Hey, Johnny.
Darkhand, what's up, buddy? Thanks for taking the call. Yankees looking like they're going to lose.
Looking that way.
Vladimir Guerrero. It's looking that way. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a freaking stud. I wish he was on the Red Sox. And if I could just get a camera shot of just the like one channel just dedicated to just showing the Yankee fans right now, there'd be nothing better to watch on TV. Anyway, have a good night, guys.
Thanks. All right, Johnny. Hey, you're in Brooklyn. You can go down there and check him out yourself. I'm Brooklyn, that's kind of far.
You can go down there and mock them right in their face.
It's pretty far from the Bronx, but you can get over there. You can get over there in time. And, you know, check the vibe. Probably not great. So there you go. That's the Arcan Fire here on the Christian Arcan Show. We will come back and wrap things up tonight with clickbait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle.
But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Couple of minutes left here. Time for Clickbait. And for Clickbait tonight, we are going to head out to the great state of California, where something that I find very scary to the concept of radio in the form that it exists right now is starting to become more and more common. That is, of course, the self-driving car. The self-driving car, I feel like, is not a good thing for this industry. I feel like that's a very bad thing. Once people don't have to look at the road anymore, then they're just going to watch whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's not, I don't think that's a good thing. Not a good development for us. Thankfully, the self-driving car thing is really not going great, and they're not ready to quite release them everywhere yet. There's some places that have them, and they're more prevalent than others. I know some of these new Teslas have self-drive mode, where you just kind of, you have to sit there. But you know what's crazy about those is that the Tesla watches your eyes. And if you start looking at your phone or doing something while the Tesla's driving, it's like, hey, man, you got to watch the road. Come on. Like, all right, sorry, Tesla.
I'll do the work for you, but you still have to pay attention.
You know what sucks is that, like, Teslas are really cool, but, like, I can't be
in, I know, you
them,
can't
you know?
Think
like,
about
I can't
him
like
thinking
him
about.
Without thinking about him, and I just, you know, I just don't like him. I know there's people who like him. I don't like him, and it makes me not like the cars, but they're awesome cars. Like, they're really cool, you know? They have all this cool stuff that they do. I have a friend who's got one. I'm riding it, and I'm like, this is freaking cool. Anyway,
I do the same thing with those Cybertrucks. Not Teslas, but just the Cybertrucks.
I've never been in a Cybertruck before.
Neither have I.
I think the Cybertrucks look really stupid. But they're out there, boy. I mean, you know, they're all over the road now. Anyways, out in California, the self-driving cars, the Waymo, I think is what they're called. They're out and they're around, and they're taxiing people around in certain areas. And very recently, while that was going on, this happened.
Think autonomous cars are programmed to follow traffic laws? Think again. San Bruno police pulled over a Waymo car with no driver Friday night while conducting a DUI crackdown. They say they spotted the Waymo.
Stop. Hold on. Wait a second. Just real quick. They stopped a driverless car with a DUI crackdown? that's funny. Like, that's inherently funny. I understand you don't want drunk drivers out there on the road. But when they saw the car go by without anybody in the driver's seat, were they
like,
are
you sure the police weren't drunk?
Like, boy, that guy's really hammered. He fell asleep. He's lying down. Like, where'd you think? Who was the, anyway, keep going.
They say they spotted the Waymo making an illegal U-turn in front of them. The department shared this photo of the unusual traffic stop. They did not issue a citation because there was no driver. But for those saying that's unfair, a new state law will take effect next July, enabling law enforcement to issue citations to operators of driverless vehicles.
Who's the operator? What does that mean?
The owner of the car, maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
Or the company?
But you can't, if you're not controlling the car, if you're not in control of the car, then why should you have to pay the ticket? It's the car, it wasn't you. That's horrible. If I'm driving, if I'm riding around in one of those cars, and the car makes an illegal turn, and they try and give me a ticket, I will wipe my backside with that ticket and hand it back to the guy. I'm not paying this. What, are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay this. I didn't do it. I didn't make a U-turn. What's your problem? And what do you do if you're a cop and a driverless car commits a traffic infraction. What do you do? I think there's one solution here. Joe Braverman, if you would, I think that one solution is RoboCop, right? I mean, we're pretty much there, aren't we? As a society? I think we're ready for RoboCop. I'm not saying I'm, like, welcoming this in. But how else are you going to deal with the driverless cars? Who is going to issue citations to a robot car if not a robot cop? I used to love these movies, by the way. When I was a kid, I thought RoboCop was so cool. And then I grew up and I remember why the movie was on TV and I'm watching it and I'm like, oh, this is not a pro police movie. This is like a whole thing about like a police state and, you know, the way society's going. This is back in the 80s, you know, when the RoboCop movies came out. And they are good movies, by the way. And just a badass costume. That was a cool costume back in the day, too. Halloween coming around. Good costume. RoboCop, easy to do. Just got to make the little mask. And walk around all, you know, robot-like. But, yeah. Here we are. And these cars, I mean, they have so many cameras on them that they're able to see who's going at what speed and all of that. But I still wouldn't feel comfortable riding in the back of one if I'm on the road with other human drivers. No. I got to be driving. I don't trust you. I don't trust the robot.
Yeah, the cars are one of those things where you feel like you have to be in control of it.
Yeah. Like, if I go out to a party or I go out to a bar or something and I don't want to drive and so I have one of those cars and I make it drive me home, then that's one thing. But, like, if I'm, you know, in control of my functions and I have the option for that, I'm never, ever going to use that. Never. Not until everyone on the road has one and they're all being driven by the automatic cars. So long as there's humans on the road, I'm not going to feel comfortable being in a robot car.
Are you saying until everyone gets a hologram and they're, like, beamed in? And just so they can, like,
what?
Talk to each other. Well, no, they don't have to physically be in the car, but they have those self-driving cars, and they get sophisticated enough where a hologram can come in so you can, like, interact with other drivers.
What?
It's so dumb, I know.
What are you talking about? I tried to follow that. I don't
I'm
know what
saying,
you're saying.
You don't have
what,
to be...
Who's the hologram?
No, the owner of the self-driving car.
Okay. Is a hologram?
Yeah.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. The owner of... never mind. Let's just leave it there.
That's why I play the music now.
Let's quit while we're behind. Anyways, that's the end of the show here. I want to say big shout-outs to Bridget Pru. Hope she's having fun wherever she is tonight. The Bruins up 2-1 after a really nice play from Elias Lindholm on a breakaway. Nice feed from David Pastrnak. Hopefully they can score a win here on opening night. Looking not great for the Yankees, which is always nice. Wish I could celebrate a Yankee elimination here in the air, but unfortunately, we got to go. I'll be back tomorrow night for an hour before Thursday night football. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Good night now.
He's on the squad, and he's your starting.
Starting?
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.